This analysis was written by Patrick Stevens, ranking every college football bowl game, from Myrtle Beach to Sugar. It has to be quite a jolt to be a bowl executive director this week. On Sunday afternoon, they're all busy announcing which teams will be playing in their annual game. And less than 24 hours later, they're finding out which players won't be making the trip because they've announced plans to transfer. That's the way of the college football world, mainly because the transfer portal opened for business Monday, and hundreds of players rushed to take advantage of the unrestricted free agency it provides. Those exits also make it harder to evaluate how enticing those fresh bowl matchups actually are. Among the notable names hitting the transfer market, Monday, quarterbacks Dylan Gabriel, Oklahoma, and Kyle McCord, Ohio State. More will come, as will the inevitable and understandable opt-outs by players who would rather not risk injury in their final game before turning pro. But there are still games to play, 41 of them in all, plus the January 8th National Championship. And they get played now because they provide reliable television inventory. But they won't all be gems, which brings us to the Washington Post's annual ranking of the bowl schedule. All games are the first bowl matchups between the schools unless otherwise noted, all times Eastern. 1. 41. Myrtle Beach Bowl. Georgia Southern vs. Ohio. December 16, 11 a.m. ESPN. The postseason begins with Ohio, 9-3, which has won 3 in a row by double figures and has lost once since mid-October, facing a 6-6 Georgia Southern team that staggered in with 4 consecutive losses in November. Pass. 2. 40. Famous Idaho Potato Bowl. Georgia State vs. Utah State. December 23, 3:30 p.m. ESPN. On Boise's famed Blue Field, a pair of six teams will congregate for all the spuds. Utah State needed a 3, the 1st of November, with all the victories coming against teams that will have new coaches next season, just to get to .500. But that beats the Panthers' 5-game slide to close the regular season. 3. 39. 68 Ventures Bowl, Eastern Michigan at South Alabama, December 23, 7 p.m., ESPN. More six teams. Only these two combined for 19 victories last season. Look out for South Alabama running back LaDainian Webb, who rushed for 1,007 yards and 16 touchdowns on the season and steamrolled Oklahoma State for 151 yards and 2 scores back in September when the Jaguars won in Stillwater. 4. 38. Camellia Bowl. Arkansas State versus Northern Illinois. December 23, noon, ESPN. Yes, it's a pair of six teams. But this isn't a game where anyone should wonder whether one program really wants to be there. Both went 3-9 last season, and it's the first postseason appearance for Arkansas State since 2019. Whether it's actually a good game or not is distinctly TBD, but it won't be from lack of interest from either team. Postseason history. Northern Illinois beat the Red Wolves 38-20 in the GoDaddy.com Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, after the 2011 season behind Martell Moore's 224 receiving yards. 5. 37. Boca Raton Bowl, South Florida vs. Syracuse, December 21, 8 p.m., ESPN. Considering South Florida won 4 games over the previous 3 seasons, first-year coach Alex Galesh's 6-6 debut must make the Bulls one of the happiest .500 teams around. They'll face one of the least satisfied .500 teams around in Syracuse, which fired Dino Babers with a week to go in the regular season. This is not the first time these former Big East foes have met. South Florida swept a home-and-home in 2015 and 2016. 6. 36. Famous Toastery Bowl. Old Dominion vs. Western Kentucky. December 18, 2:30 p.m. ESPN. The good news for both teams? They get a 13th game. The bad news? They don't get to go to the Bahamas, which is where this game was relocated from this fall because of stadium renovations. They'll instead play in Charlotte on a Monday afternoon. 7. 35, Quick Lane Bowl, Bowling Green vs. Minnesota, December 26, 2 p.m., ESPN. For the second consecutive year, Bowling Green, 7-5, will make the roughly 80-mile drive north to Detroit for some day-after-Christmas football. This time, the Falcons will meet the only bowl team with a losing record this season. At 5-7, Minnesota earned the last bowl slot, thanks to its academic progress rate scores. Bowling Green will look for its second defeat of a power conference foe this season, having won at Georgia Tech on September 30th. 8. 34. Pinstripe Bowl, Miami vs. Rutgers, December 28th, 2:15 p.m., ESPN. For all the hand-wringing over games lost to conference realignment over the years, some series really aren't missed. Take this old Big East pairing, which resulted in 11 Miami victories by an average margin of more than 35 points from 1993 to 2003. This game should be closer than that, and Miami's offense, which was erratic enough this season, will be on its third quarterback with Tyler Van Dyke, transferring, and Emery Williams, injured, out of the mix. At stake for six Rutgers, its first winning season since 2014. 9:33. Frisco Bowl, Marshall vs. Texas San Antonio, December 19, 9 p.m., ESPN. It's one last chance to see the ageless Frank Harris, now in his seventh and final season at UTSA, 8-4, lead the Roadrunners offense. Harris has thrown for 11,858 yards and started on four postseason teams. He'll look to end his college career with his and UTSA's first bowl win at the expense of the Thundering Herd, 6-6. Which opened 4-0, then lost 5 in a row before salvaging a bowl berth in November. 10:32, First Responder Bowl, Rice vs. Texas State, December 26, 5:30 p.m., ESPN. Texas State makes its first bowl trip, and for a Lone Star matchup in Dallas, no less. The Bobcats, 7-5, had one of the largest roster makeovers in the country under first-year coach G.J. Kinney. An Auburn transfer TJ Finley threw for 3,287 yards and 24 touchdowns. Rice, 6-6, won its last two games to become bowl eligible, and a victory would clinch the Owls' first winning season since 2014. 11:31. Birmingham Bowl, Duke vs. Troy, December 23, noon, ABC. Duke, 7-5, is down its coach after Mike Elko left for Texas A&M and down its quarterback with Riley Leonard heading to the transfer portal. And now the Blue Devils, who faded after starting 5-1, must contend with back-to-back Sunbelt champion Troy, 11-2, which has won 10 in a row. That's a fine opportunity for the Trojans to pick off a power conference team. 12:30. Hawaii Bowl, Coastal Carolina vs. San Jose State, December 23, 10:30 p.m., ESPN. San Jose State, 7-5, won its final six games to secure a share of the Mountain West title, only to lose out on a chance to play for the championship because of a computer tiebreaker. Coastal Carolina, 7-5, had a five-game winning streak of its own before losses to Army and James Madison to close the regular season, 13:29. New Orleans Bowl, Jacksonville State vs. Louisiana Lafayette, December 16, 2:15 p.m., ESPN. Jacksonville State, 8-4, makes its bowl debut in its first FBS season, and it will also be the first FBS-level postseason appearance for Gamecocks coach Rich Rodriguez, of West Virginia and Michigan fame, since his final game at Arizona in 2017. The in-state Reagan Cajuns, 6-6, are New Orleans Bowl regulars and will make their second appearance in the game in 3 years and their seventh since 2011. 14:28. Las Vegas Bowl, Northwestern vs. Utah, December 23, 7:30 p.m., ABC. With neither offense in the top 80 in total yardage and both defenses in the top 45 in yards allowed, expect a relatively low-scoring game in the desert. While Utah, 8-4, turned in a solid season despite some key injuries, Northwestern, 7-5, was one of the nation's biggest surprises after going 1-11 last season and then being forced into a coaching change when a hazing scandal was made public in the summer. Postseason history. Northwestern scored 4 touchdowns in the third quarter to erase a 17-point halftime deficit and defeat the UTEs, 31-20, in the 2018 Holiday Bowl. 15:27, Citrus Bowl, Iowa vs. Tennessee, January 1, 1 p.m., ABC. Iowa averaged 16.6 points, better than only three FBS teams, and 238.8 yards, last in the FBS, and still won 10 games. This means two things. Hawkeyes defensive coordinator Phil Parker did as good of a job as any assistant coach in the country, and Iowa is not an ideal cure for a New Year's hangover. Meanwhile, the Volunteers, 8-4, used to be Orlando regulars, so much so that former Florida coach Steve Spurrier once needled, "You couldn't spell citrus without UT." But this will be Tennessee's first trip to this game since New Year's Day 2002. Postseason history. Iowa earned a 28-22 Peach Bowl win in 1982, and Jalen Hurd rushed for 122 yards and 2 touchdowns in a 45-28 Gator Bowl victory to cap the 2014 season. 16:26. Gasparilla Bowl, Central Florida versus Georgia Tech, December 22, 6:30 p.m., ESPN. Call it the George O'Leary Bowl. The retired coach led Georgia Tech from 1994 to 2001 and Central Florida from 2004 to 2015, and he had current Yellow Jackets coach Brent Key on his staff nearly that entire time. Central Florida, 6-6, was the lone Big 12 newcomer to make a bowl, while Georgia Tech, 6-6, ended a four-year bowl drought in Key's first full season after he replaced Jeff Collins in the middle of 2022. 17-25, Cure Bowl, Appalachian State versus Miami, Ohio, December 16, 3:30 p.m., ABC. It has happened under the radar, but the Mid-American champion Redhawks, 11-2, haven't allowed more than 21 points since September 16th, and have given up just 55 total points during their current five-game winning streak. They'll tangle with the Mountaineers, 8-5, who had won five in a row, including dealing James Madison its only loss, before falling in the Sun Belt title game, 18-24. Music City Bowl, Auburn versus Maryland, December 30th, 2 p.m., ABC. Which Auburn, 6-6, team shows up? The one taken behind the woodshed at home by New Mexico State on November 18th, or the one that would have stunned Alabama a week later if it could have made a fourth and goal stop from the 31? And who actually shows up for the Terrapins, 7-5, who have taken some hard transfer hits early this month? Maryland will have an advantage if senior quarterback Talia Tagovailoa, the Big Ten's career passing leader, is on the field. 19-23, Fenway Bowl, Boston College versus SMU, December 28, 11 a.m., ESPN. Don't fret if you miss this. An encore is on the way. The Eagles, 6-6, are headed to Dallas to take on SMU, 11-2 next season as the Mustangs, who just won the American Athletic title, move to the ACC, 20-22. Military Bowl, Tulane versus Virginia Tech, December 27, 2 p.m., ESPN. Tulane, 11-2, has to be deflated by the double whammy of losing the American Athletic title game to SMU on Saturday, and then seeing coach Willie Fritz leave for Houston the next day. The Hokies, 6-6, improved a great deal during the season, and there is probably more optimism about the program's trajectory than at any point in the past 5 years. They should have a decent contingent on hand in Annapolis. 21-21. Independence Bowl, California versus Texas Tech, December 16, 9:15 p.m., ESPN. Assuming there isn't an opt-out, this matchup of six teams can boast as fine of a pair of running backs as any postseason game. Texas Tech's Taj Brooks ranks fourth in the country with 1,443 rushing yards, while Cal's Jaden Ott, 1,260 yards, topped the Pac-12 and finished the regular season 13th in the FBS. Postseason history. Sonny Cumbie threw for 520 yards and three touchdowns as the Red Raiders bested Cal and Aaron Rodgers and Marshawn Lynch in a backup role as a freshman by a 45-31 margin in the 2004 Holiday Bowl. 22-20. Arizona Bowl, Toledo versus Wyoming, December 30th, 4:30 p.m., CW Network. A sneaky good game, though Toledo, 11-2, is stinging from a MAC title game loss to Miami, Ohio, that halted an 11-game winning streak. Wyoming, 8-4, went 7-0 at home with victories over Appalachian State, Fresno State, and Texas Tech, but just 1-4 away from Laramie. Granted, all four losses came to teams with at least 8 victories. 23-19. Sun Bowl, Notre Dame versus Oregon State, December 29th, 2 p.m., CBS. Expect defense to rule the day, and not just because those were both teams' strengths much of the year. Oregon State quarterback DJ Uiagalelei, transfer, and running back Damian Martinez, suspended after a DUI arrest, won't play. And it feels as though there's no one left in Notre Dame's wide receivers room after an exodus last week. Postseason history. The Beavers have a pair of bowl victories over the Irish this century, walloping Notre Dame, 41-9, in the Fiesta Bowl on New Year's Day 2001, and then earning a 38-21 triumph in the 2004 Insight Bowl behind Derek Anderson's 358 yards and four touchdowns passing, 24-18. Texas Bowl, Oklahoma State versus Texas A&M, December 27, 9 p.m., ESPN. Former Texas A&M coach Jimbo Fisher got a massive buyout for getting fired in the middle of a 7-5 season. His old team got a trip to Houston to face the Big 12 runner-up Cowboys, 9-4, who were largely uncompetitive with Texas this past weekend, but still have arguably the nation's best rusher in sophomore Ollie Gordon II. Postseason history. The teams have met twice in bowl games, once before they were in the Big 12, once since Texas A&M left for the SEC. The Aggies secured a 33-16 victory in the 1981 Independence Bowl, then held off the Cowboys 24-21 in the 2019 Texas Bowl. 25-17, Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Kansas vs. UNLV, December 26, 9 p.m., ESPN. A tip of the hat to two programs enjoying their best seasons in a long while. Kansas, 8-4, clinched its first winning record since 2008, and it can get to 9 wins for the first time since its 12-1 Orange Bowl team in 2007. UNLV, 9-4, lost the Mountain West title game, but will still go bowling for the first time since 2013, and can win 10 games for the first time since it won 11 in 1984. 26-16, ReliaQuest Bowl, LSU vs. Wisconsin, January 1st, noon, ESPN 2. With all of the Big Ten CC postseason matchups built into the bowl schedule, it is remarkable these schools have never met in a bowl game. Bump this up a few spots if LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels chooses to play. The entertainment value of seeing the Heisman Trophy candidate one last time would outweigh the greater likelihood of the Tigers, 9-3, landing a lopsided victory over the Badgers, 7-5, 27-15. Gator Bowl, Clemson vs. Kentucky, December 29th, noon, ESPN. The Tigers head to Jacksonville, FLA, for the holidays for the first time since the 2008 season, and they bring a 4-game winning streak to the proceedings. That wouldn't be a big deal normally, but considering Clemson was 4-4 at the end of October, it signifies some improved play. Kentucky struggled after its 5-0 start, but did bounce Louisville in a rivalry game to finish the regular season 7-5, so the Wildcats enter on an uptick as well. Postseason history. It's the fourth bowl meeting between the schools. Clemson edged Kentucky, 14-13, in the 1993 Peach Bowl, then fell, 28-20, in the 2006 Music City Bowl. 3 years later, Clemson earned its first postseason victory under Dabo Swinney with a 21-13 triumph in another Music City Bowl, 28-14. New Mexico Bowl, Fresno State vs. New Mexico State, December 16, 5:45 p.m., ESPN. New Mexico State, 10-4, couldn't knock off Liberty in the Conference USA title game, but it gets a second crack at securing its first 11-win season since 1960 when it meets Fresno State, 8-4. And to be granted the opportunity at some program history on the home field of an in-state rival? So much the better. 29-13. L.A. Bowl, Boise State vs. UCLA, December 16, 7:30 p.m. ABC. It has been quite the roller coaster for Boise State, which was 4-5 a week into November, and has since won 4 in a row, 3 since firing coach Andy Avalos, collected the Mountain West title, and removed the interim tag from coach Spencer Danielson. UCLA, 7-5, is coming off a loss to California and the transfer of freshman quarterback Dante Moore. There isn't usually much to learn from a mid-tier bowl game, but it will be interesting to see how the Bruins respond. 30-12. Holiday Bowl, Louisville vs. Southern California, December 27, 8 p.m., Fox. Southern Cal, 7-5, has left viewers wanting more all season. That's more of an end-of-the-season trait for Louisville, which followed an unexpected 10-1 start with losses to Kentucky and Florida State. This game becomes a bit less interesting if Trojans quarterback Caleb Williams, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, turns pro and opts out. 31-11. Liberty Bowl, Iowa State at Memphis, December 29, 3:30 p.m., ESPN. Iowa State, 7-5, had a nice bounce-back season going 6-3 in the Big 12 and closing November with a chunk play-fueled upset of Kansas State in a snowy Farmageddon. A win gives Memphis its fourth 10-win season in the past 10 years. Not bad for a program that figures to be one of the best in the American Athletic for the foreseeable future. Postseason history. The Cyclones edged Memphis, 21-20, in the 2017 Liberty Bowl in a game that featured a scoreless fourth quarter. 32-10. Fiesta Bowl, Oregon vs. Liberty, January 1st, 1 p.m., ESPN. Bo Nix will stick around Eugene to play in this one for the Ducks, 11-2, meaning Oregon will be well situated to face the Conference USA champion Flames, 13-0. Liberty played just 5 games against teams that finished with a winning record, and with all due respect to New Mexico State, Jacksonville State, and the rest, this is a different level of test than it has faced. The Flames have a potent offense led by Kadon Salter, but they'll be seriously challenged to keep up with the Ducks. 33. 9. Armed Forces Bowl. Air Force vs. James Madison. December 23rd, 3:30 p.m., ABC. This game would have looked great at the end of October, when both teams were undefeated. The James Madison part held up well. The Dukes, 11-1, lost only to Appalachian State. And while they're losing coach Kurt Cignetti to Indiana and some key players to the transfer portal, it's still a triumphant first bowl trip. Air Force, 8-4, enters on a 4-game slide but will have had nearly a month to get healthy. 34. 8. Dukes Mayo Bowl, North Carolina vs. West Virginia. December 27th, 5:30 p.m., ESPN. While this contest becomes more compelling if North Carolina quarterback Drake May doesn't opt out, just remember the winning coach, the Tar Heels' Mac Brown or the Mountaineers' Neil Brown, will get slathered in mayonnaise shortly after the game. North Carolina, 8-4, should have a decent in-state crowd in Charlotte, and West Virginia, 8-4, can earn a 9th win for the first time since 2016. Postseason history. The schools have split 2 games. North Carolina won the Gator Bowl, 2013, on New Year's Day 1997, while West Virginia snagged a 31-30 victory in the 2008 Meineke Car Care Bowl, one of a few previous names for the game in Charlotte, behind Pat White's 332 yards and 3 touchdowns passing. 35. 7. Pop-Tarts Bowl, Kansas State vs. North Carolina State, December 28, 5:45 p.m., ESPN. Here's the full list of current Big 12 teams to win 8 games in each of the past 3 seasons. Kansas State. And here's the full list of current ACC teams to win 8 games in each of the past 3 seasons. Clemson and North Carolina State. Consistency counts for something, and NC State, 9-3, has a chance to record its first 10-win season since it won 11 in 2002, and only its second ever. 36. 6. Alamo Bowl, Arizona vs. Oklahoma, December 28, 9:15 p.m., ESPN. Even with Gabriel opting to transfer, this is the best of the non-New Year's 6 games on paper. The Sooners, 10-2, are still improved pretty much across the board, while Arizona, 9-3, was the best team few people in the eastern half of the country actually watched much of because of the combination of late kickoffs and games stuck on poorly distributed Pac-12 network. Noah Fifita, 2,515 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, will look to cap a stellar freshman year as the Wildcats aim for their 7th win in a row. 37. 5. Peach Bowl, Mississippi vs. Penn State, December 30th, noon, ESPN. Cue up the pointing Spider-Man meme. The story of both 10-2 teams is similar. The Rebels lost to Georgia and Alabama in their 2 shots at high-end teams but did knock off LSU. Penn State dropped games to Michigan and Ohio State but clobbered Iowa. Both found their level, and while it isn't elite, it isn't awful either. 38. 4. Cotton Bowl, Missouri vs. Ohio State, December 29th, 8 p.m., ESPN. Missouri was one of the regular season's best stories, scratching out a 10-2 record with understandable losses to Georgia and LSU mixed in with a few narrow victories, Kansas State, Florida, and some eye-catching thumpings, notably of Tennessee. With McCord exiting and the Buckeyes turning to a backup quarterback, things might tilt a bit toward the Tigers. The key question is whether Mizzou running back Cody Schrader can roll up his usual 100-plus yards on the ground against the Ohio State defensive front. 39. 3. Orange Bowl, Florida State vs. Georgia, December 30th, 4 p.m., ESPN. This has suddenly become a prove-it game for Florida State, 13-0, which was shut out of the playoff primarily because of quarterback Jordan Travis's injury. The Seminoles' defense is still excellent, and so is Georgia's, so a grinded-out game in the 17-13 oeuvre is not out of the question. Also in play, Florida State can't move the ball at all, and this looks like a carbon copy of the Big Ten title game. Postseason history. It's just the 3rd bowl showdown between the schools. Their 1984 Citrus Bowl encounter ended in a 17-17 tie, and Georgia notched a 26-13 Sugar Bowl victory on New Year's Day 2003, when the Seminoles were without suspended starting quarterback Chris Ricks. Wide receiver Anquan Boldin played quarterback for some of the game and remains the only player in Sugar Bowl history to throw for and catch a touchdown in the same contest. 40-2 Rose Bowl, Michigan vs. Alabama, January 1st, 5 p.m., ESPN. Two massive brands meet for a semifinal in Pasadena, but if there is one thing Michigan largely has not been this season, it is watchable. Don't expect a ton of points, even if Jalen Milroe is a more dangerous quarterback than anyone the Wolverines have seen. Postseason history, they have evenly split four games. Michigan won the Hall of Fame Bowl in Tampa after the 1987 season, and the Orange Bowl at the start of Y2K, while Alabama earned an Outback Bowl win, also in Tampa, on New Year's Day, 1997, and a Citrus Bowl victory on New Year's Day, 2020, 41-1. Sugar Bowl, Washington vs. Texas, January 1, 8:45 p.m., ESPN. Just think, one of these teams who combined to go 9-15 2 years ago will play for the national championship. Washington, 13-0, dropped the curtain on the Pac-12 with a perfect run through the conference and has answers on both sides of the ball. Texas, 12-1, hasn't lost since early October and impressively handled its business down the stretch in a way the Longhorns so frequently do not. Postseason history. Washington leads 2-1, including a 27-20 victory last year in the Alamo Bowl. But the Longhorns win in the series, a 47-43 comeback from down 19 points in the third quarter, in the 2001 Holiday Bowl behind Major Applewhite's 473 yards and four touchdowns passing. Rates as one of the best bowl rallies of all time.